share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Malaysian Islamic Party, PA, is more than ready to face the 15th general election, GE15, with the party's machinery at all levels making the necessary preparations since the last general election. This is according to the party's vice president, Datuk Mohd Ammar Abdullah. Furthermore, Mohd Ammar also said that GE the 15th of May be held, any time from now, considering the current political climate in Malaysia. As reported by Haraka Daily, PA official media portal, the party's vice president claimed that parliament will likely be dissolved in September this year. Mohd Ammar asserted, the earliest we expect for the dissolution of parliament is in September considering the parliament sitting schedule announced recently. PA is ready to face GE15 if it is held any time from now as it has been our common practice to make early preparations to face the next general election. PA Vice President and Deputy Menteri Besar of Kelantan, Dato, Mohd Ammar Abdullah. Mohd Ammar, who is also the Deputy Menteri Besar of Kelantan, further elaborated that there are two determinants as to when GE15 would be held. One is the level of herd immunity in Malaysia against COVID-19 and the other being the presentation of Budget 2022 in Parliament. The PA Vice President further commented that there is a very high possibility that Parliament will be dissolved after the presentation of Budget 2022, which is likely to happen during the 15-day Parliament sitting between 6 to the 30th of September 2021. According to the Federal Constitution, a general election must be held at least once every 5 years. However, the Prime Minister has the power to advise the Yang di Pertuan Agong to dissolve Parliament at any time before the 5-year period has expired. For illustration purposes, furthermore, a general election should be held no later than 2 months after the dissolution of Parliament. Hence, if Parliament were to be dissolved in September, Malaysians may have to go out and vote in GE15 as early as October this year. What do you guys think of the statement by Mohd Ammar? Does his claims hold any weight? Do you think GE15 should be held this year with COVID-19 daily cases still being above the threshold set by the World Health Organization, WHO? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, UMNO out. Zahid says his party will no longer support PN, calls Muhyiddin to resign. Source. Haraka Daily Source. Code Blue. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.